It's been a happy year so far for the Charlotte Transitional Housing Program, Gracious Hands. Since summer, the group home for formerly homeless women and children has fought eviction from its West Charlotte rental house. But as WFAE's David Borex reports, a donor stepped in to buy them a new house.
The TV is going to come downstairs, Nick.
Thursday was moving day for Gracious Hands. Director Sanja Chisholm and her assistants set up furniture and appliances in the newly purchased raised ranch in the Allen Hills neighborhood off North Graham Street.
So this is going to, instead of having two living rooms, I'm going to make this the resource room where we do budget and finance, credit repair, Bible study, of course.
Chisholm says it's a huge weight off her shoulders.
We never have to worry about anybody ever telling us that we are being evicted. We never have to worry about these women not having a home.
Chisholm started Gracious Hands 4 years ago in a leased house in West Charlotte. Since then, the program has provided temporary housing and life skills training to 126 women and their children. Last year, after a dispute over a sewage leak, they got an eviction notice. After WFAE reported on the situation in November, Chisholm got a call from a woman offering to help.
An angel from heaven heard the story, and it was amazing. She called me, like, immediately, and she said, "I have to come see you." And she got there, and we talked, and we talked, and we talked, and we talked. And then she said, "I know you're wondering why I'm here." And I was like, "Yeah, I was wondering why you're here." She said, "I'm here to buy you that house."
That woman, who doesn't want to be named, gave Chisholm a budget of $200,000. After several weeks of searching, they found the recently renovated house in North Charlotte. They closed the deal December 20th, paying $175,000, far more than anything Gracious Hands could have afforded, says Chisholm.
Way more. So this is just a blessing. You know, miracle signs and wonders.
The house is newer, bigger, and in a nicer neighborhood. It has 4 bedrooms instead of 3 and 2 full baths instead of 1. And there's a larger backyard with room for a swing set for the kids. Nicole Tillman was one of 4 women and their children who moved in Thursday night. She's been at Gracious Hands since September.
I lost my job where I was working at, and, you know, once you lose your job, you still have bills, and went from there, domino effect. I lost my place, and friend girl of mine told me about Miss Sandra. She allowed me to come into the program, and she's been helping me ever since until, you know, get back on my feet.
Tillman and her 12-year-old daughter say they like the house for its size and brightness.
I love it. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Definitely an upgrade.
The extra space will allow Chisholm to have a larger office once they finish converting the garage. And they'll have a room dedicated to education, which has been on hold amid the eviction and uncertainty, says Gracious Hands life coach Angela Brand.
Yes, I've got my lesson plans mapped out, and we're ready to go. My goal is to get them thriving in their personal life, teach them how to get over obstacles, make better decisions.
Now that they're out of housing limbo, Director Sanja Chisholm knows there may be more challenges, but she says,
right now I'm just going to bask in what is happening, relax, breathe. Hope that the women can do the same. But as far as the challenges, they're going to come. But do I worry about those things? No, I don't have that kind of energy. It's too many great things going on around me.
It's a fresh start for a new year, not just for the women, but for Gracious Hands itself. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.